It's Dave's Big Dick. Sherry.
Extry, extry, tell all about it. It's Dave's Big Dictionary.
So yeah, we've been doing this segment almost every week for the past couple of months, and the idea is that we have a dictionary in the office here, because I am an English teacher. Merriam-Webster Dictionary, 75,000 definitions. My wife, early in the program, just randomly thumbed through the dictionary. Her finger landed on a word. And then my job is, towards the end of the show, like now, to try and talk a little bit about the word and try and think of something anecdotal, a story, use the word in that context, and then, or in some context, and share it with you guys. This kind of puts me on the spot a little bit, just as live TV, live Facebook, live radio would do for a broadcaster. So that's what we did. And her finger landed this morning on the word bluefish. Bluefish, which is a noun, of course. It's a marine sport and food fish that is bluish above and silvery below. By the light of the silvery bluefish. So yeah, I've got a thing. I wish she had just landed on fish. That'd give me a lot more options. And I was talking about cuttlefish earlier in the program, but bluefish, man, I was thinking this one out. Not much to say about it, but I do know that, let's see, as a theater critic, I am sorry that I never got to see or read a play called Last Summer at Bluefish Cove, which is apparently a nascent... What the boys in the band is to gay men, apparently Last Summer at Bluefish Cove, in a lesser way, is for lesbian women. It was an early, I think early 1970s, lesbian play that was kind of openly about that, and it got some notoriety, even though it was playing in New York at a time when the New York Times wasn't really allowed to review gay or lesbian plays, or if it did, they had to give them poor reviews. But this was one of the first that was really taken seriously as theater, as literature. I never saw it, but first thing that popped into my mind was, okay, Last Summer at Bluefish Cove, I should read it at some point. And I know they've probably revived it here and there off Broadway and just never got to see it. If anybody who's watching the program now who has commented or said hi and knows the play and knows if it's any good, if you can just let me know and let me know what it's about. So Last Summer in Bluefish Cove, just send me a message here. Now, another thing that made me, or the word bluefish made me think of, is when I was a kid and we were going, you see that moth going in the background there? I hope he doesn't eat potatoes. I surely don't. I'm going to have to try and kill. That would be more fun than actually this program, watching me run around the room trying to swat a moth without knocking 20 potatoes off the wall. But anyway, bluefish. I do recall, and I don't think I'm recalling this incorrectly, that when we would go on vacation, Mom, Dad, and I would go, and sometimes we would fish. Dad was kind of into fishing. He wasn't a big sports fisherman or anything like that, but sometimes we'd get out a paddle boat or a canoe, or we'd go on a boat with our bait and the hooks and our little rods and stuff. And I remember we did have the Popeil pocket fisherman. And how many times did I try and cast that thing, and I'd pull it back, and the hook would get caught on my clothes. I mean, you know me, I'm needle-phobic, so you know, once in a while the hook would get caught on me, and I'd scream, and I'm like, I hate fishing, I don't want to do this! But then you just sort of learn to side-cast with the pocket fisherman. I mean, you know, you remember this thing. It was this... I loved the pocket fisherman only because it was like a baby shit brown color. And I love the color brown. I always have, and loved it even more as a kid. So I saw this thing, and it was this brown color that I loved, and seemed like it was right for me. I was young, right for my hand, small thing. It wasn't this long, with a rod and a fly cast and a bobbin and everything. So I learned to side cast with the pocket fisherman, never had much luck, you know, when we would fish. I would get something every once in a blue moon, reeling in when it wasn't seaweed or when it wasn't the hook catching under a rock or a pebble or more seaweed, and you pull and you tug and you break the line, and you have to re-line the rod and put on a new hook and a new bobbin, and it's like, oh, God. Every once in a while, the things that we would go for, that we would try and fish for, were bluefish, but I never catch one of those. I think one time I caught a catfish, which was kind of neat, except invariably, even though we were kosher, right, and we could technically have eaten what we caught, Mom was not going to sit home, scale and clean a fish. She didn't like fish that much in the first place. Dad didn't like fish very much in the first place. I thought fish were okay, so we went really more for the sport of it. So we caught a living fish, and it wasn't torn to pieces by the hook in its mouth. Basically, Dad would just take it and throw it back, right? Nearly all the time. Or, invariably, if I were fishing, we'd get something that was underweight, too small, underage. So one time I did get a catfish, but I think at that point we thought catfish were unkosher. They might not be kosher now because I think they eat, they're like shellfish and mollusks. They scavenge off the bottom. I love catfish. I think it's delicious, but we weren't going to cook it. So back it went in the river. And in trying to catch bluefish, when we go out on Cape Cod or wherever the heck it was, invariably what I would catch is a sunfish, which are really pretty, but you can't really eat them. They're flat, and they're not apparently all that good tasting. And I think you can get caught on the prickles of them. You got to be careful when you're pulling them off the line. It's funny. You see all kinds of fish in restaurants. You never see sunfish, and that's the only thing I ever would catch. I go in, I say, oh, there's a little baby sunfish. Can't eat it. Not impressive by any yardstick. And it's probably too small, it's too young. Whew. Back in the ocean it goes. Not a big fan of fishing. I remember getting sunburned, being on boats because the sun is just pounding on you and on the water, which reflects back. Maybe in my older years, I get more the zen of it, the wanting to stand quietly for an hour, hour and a half at a time, just be in your own head in a quiet spot, shady spot, cast out a line and wait, because fishing is really about waiting very patiently. So this is why 8-year-olds, 12-year-olds, they don't like fishing. 10-year-old boys, the last thing a boy at that age wants to do is wait for something. You just want to do something. Go somewhere. Get in there, throw a line in, wait 10 seconds, maybe something will bite. Joggle it up, and that's what kids do. If nothing happens in 10 seconds, move the line, roll it in, don't roll too fast, joggle, joggle, joggle. Tease the fish. You pulled it in too fast. You had a fish who was looking, who was interested, but you pulled too fast. It's like, oh, man. When you're 10 years old, you don't give a shit about that, right? When you're older and you realize that fishing is about standing there, life going by, looking at the water, not being around wife and kids, not dealing or thinking about problems at work, not dealing with bills or a car that has hail damage, reaching perhaps for a beer, right? 10-year-old, you don't care about beer, or a pop or something. And going to the cooler maybe for something nice to munch on. And then reeling in. And if you get a fish, fabulous, exciting. You don't get a fish, new worm. Back in, wait, and it becomes about the waiting. And you can stand on the shore or sit in a boat or sit by the shore and look and watch. And you appreciate waiting when you're 40, 50, 60, 70, possibly 80, I guess. And I say this as someone who has not fished in 20-something years. I'm imagining this. I'm guessing this. There's a part of me that wants to go fishing again on an overcast day, just to experience it again as a much more grown-up than the last time. And will I catch a sunfish again? Whoop-de-doo. Or don't see myself getting a trout, or a flounder, or a halibut. Probably more seaweed, or somebody's castaway undershirt. But if there's a bluefish out there with my name on it, well, I can wait. And that is Dave's Big Dictionary for today, June 23rd, 2018.